boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. We'll be right back.
the safest sound. Come on, rock and blow them when they touch the ground. I'm on the ball, my balls in the hole, my dick also in the hole. Hot and zipped and I resist. But what's the greenest?
This is Dive Bar Radio.
Last call.
Radio Valencia. FM.
Why don't you be a man like me and put it on the line?
The bartenders from the heart of the Mission of San Francisco.
Have a great show. I look for baby chickens.
And we are back. Dive Bar Radio right here on RadioValencia.fm. Again, DJ Straight Willie Dills. We still got the fucking riffraff outside. Screaming and yelling.
Okay.
Are they waiting on a fucking car or are they just...
Hand job, I'm not sure.
Or are they just out there?
Somebody's back.
DJ Stairs over here has really set the mood.
They found out what
I figured out that there was like a way to dim the lights and I'm sitting in.
You really dim them. It's okay, as dim as it gets.
I'm making out with myself right now.
Hell yeah,
I
dude.
Yeah.
I can't see you.
My dick and balls are out.
Mine too.
Okay.
Yeah, but no one knows, which is beautiful.
I can't see them. It's too dark. Got
DJ, thank you. That's the way I like it.
But,
DJ Shawa.
Do we think it's too dark? I don't know.
DJ Curmudgeon.
I'm fine with it. I just.
DJ Slimy.
We're
all here.
You're not. I'd rather this. You just can't get into it because they would never run.
No, it's beautiful.
The brightest lights in the entire goddamn world.
So, a few other things have happened in the last week that I think we should maybe get to. There was a Super Bowl.
Whatever.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Correct response.
That's good. We're done.
It was maybe the most boring Super Bowl. I've never turned the Super Bowl off in the third quarter.
We did. I saw it for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I didn't care.
I mean, I was hanging out with like a bunch of people who did not care. It was me and the other unks just... We were the ones watching it, and all the kids were going crazy, as they do, losing their minds. And
they weren't drunk?
We just were like, we got chips and dip, and we got this Super Bowl on the TV. And then at some point, it was like, there's been 4 field goals and no touchdowns, and the Super Bowl sucks ass. And the Seattle Seahawks.
They're called...
Congratulations.
They're called European Ratbirds.
Yeah. Being conservative.
By the way... Lucas, you did say, DJ Curmudgeon, you did say, you guys are going to go to Seattle?
That was a thought, and I guess we're just probably just going to end up in Gulala.
Okay.
I want to go to Seattle to see my godkid.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's just too far to drive.
They're definitely all like still losing their minds in Seattle right now.
They've never really had anything else left to do since they quit doing heroin all the time.
Well, apparently the Supersonics are going to come back.
How?
Well, they're going to add 2 teams, Vegas and Seattle. That's the story anyway. So, congratulations, Seattle.
So, is Kevin Durant going to go back to the Supersonics where he belongs?
Ooh, that would be funny.
That's who drafted him.
That would be really,
yeah.
That'd be good actually. That guy kind of sucks though. When he was on the Warriors, I did root
He's
for him.
He's still a purely amazing shooter, dude.
There was one moment though, and you could probably back me up on this. Remember when he got really mad at Draymond Green because he like didn't pass it
to
him?
I thought we were talking about the football.
Yeah, but this is how sports talk. This is how sports ball works.
Did this happen this week? No, it did not.
All right, but look, the Super Bowl, the big thing was the Bad Bunny halftime show.
Was it?
You mean the commercial for imperialism?
Yeah. So, okay. Let's go, Shawa. Let's hear your take on this.
Because
the conservatives hated it because it was all in Spanish. It was like the story of Puerto Rico.
Well, see, I have a theory on this.
Okay.
Because, while ICE is deporting everyone to Mexico and everything, Bad Bunny is on... you know,
the Super Bowl,
the Super Bowl halftime yeah. show,
and ISIS
raided
them.
Which it seems ironic, right? I was thinking that's ironic.
Everyone
but
acted
it's
like
not
it was
ironic
a
at all because Puerto Rico is an American
it's
territory.
It's an American territory.
So yeah. you accept American rule, uh-huh. you succeed, and you end up on the Super Bowl
sure.
halftime show.
He yeah. shouted out. He started
and
the whole last thing
get
by
to
saying
speak your own language,
like "Viva yeah. America" or whatever,
but,
right? Yeah.
But if you don't submit. And,
sure.
You know, then you then you get
have a
ice.
Choice.
Yeah.
Then you get ice.
That's true. They did not have a choice.
It's like a lesson.
But okay, so my mom is a very progressive woman. She stood up. She was like, "I'm excited for this," and she was like, "Oh no, is there no subtitles? I don't get to know what he says."
And it's all closed captioning.
And I said to her, I was like, "That's. I don't think they're going to do that. I think that's kind of the point is that it's just all going to be in Spanish."
Except that most TVs have translation.
But she wasn't
smart.
Well, yeah.
TV.
But she wasn't wrong. Like she did want to know what he was saying. You know, like she was being nice.
Well,
she was trying, but it was funny. It was just like, yeah, but it's not really for you, and it's not really for me.
It's on demand, though, right? So you could, if you really wanted to, go back and decipher it and figure it out.
Google will tell you.
The problem with the halftime show, the Super Bowl, though, is there. It's like we peaked. Yeah, we peaked.
And Prince. You can never
Prince happened, and now what the fuck are we doing? Let's just stop.
Prince in general. So
let's just stop trying.
I think that halftime show was the reason the Super Bowl ever existed.
By the way, up to it the entire time until Prince.
If you ever want to get happy, there's two ways to get happy in my world. One is watch the movie Chef. It will always make you happy. The other is watch the Prince halftime show.
I have another one.
Okay.
The Lego Playmation, a version of Transmission by Joy Division.
Okay. I'll try that tonight.
It's like suicide prevention, like,
hell yeah,
number one.
I will try that tonight. Okay. I mean, I was looking for a third.
We're selling a shell, dude.
I was looking for a third.
With shoes on. Selling a shell with shoes on.
Okay.
Feel better about the world.
Okay, the other one, there's this video on YouTube about the Golden Lovers and, like, the story of the Golden Lovers. It's like an hour about...
My parents?
No, it Kenny works. Omega and... Come on. But it's about the story of the Golden Lovers and how they broke up and then they finally hugged again at, like, Wrestle Kingdom 13 or whatever, and... You know, and it is, it's beautiful. Like, it really is.
Wrestling really makes Willie just want to live.
It kind of does, man. It really kind of does.
I can't wait to watch
Wrestling. I don't know if that's sad or happy, but...
The Australian show from fucking Saturday night, I still haven't watched it.
Oh, I heard good things. I heard very good things.
I want to watch. I'm gonna watch that maybe tonight.
Okay, by the way, all three of us, we do need to hood slam at some point.
Yes, definitely.
Can we?
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I actually
we gotta go to Hood Slam.
It seems unlikely, but I have.
I mean, Hood Slam is fun.
Yeah. Are you saying you've been?
I've been twice.
You've been twice?
I'm a big fan of.
But you've never
Bunny.
Been with me. That's different. Drugs Bunny? That's the fucking homie. He was the biggest face in the company for like a long time.
Great fucking name.
Yeah. Drugs Bunny.
It also makes sense in Oakland too.
Yeah. He comes out and he just starts dumping cocaine on his face with a bunny. Nose and a bunny ear. It's insane.
It's so funny.
I feel like it's the rabbits I raised growing up.
It's so good.
There's like white powder flying everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and also, I don't know, I don't remember the main guy's name, but he comes out and he's just like dumping like Jack Daniels into people's mouth. The whole thing.
White powder, not white power.
White powder. White powder. Come on. Wrestling is great. Okay. So, the halftime show.
Chupacabra.
Yes. Wait, what was the other one? He was the gorilla man that nobody ever knows is real or not. Come on, somebody help me.
Sasquatch.
Macho Sasquatcho. Do you guys know about Macho Sasquatcho?
No.
He's insane, dude.
You guys were barely sober enough at a Hood Slam.
And there's the dude with one leg. Uh-huh. And he's a badass.
Oh, Zach Gallen?
Yeah, I don't know what his name is.
Oh, I have no recollection.
Well, Zach Gallen fought Brock Lesnar at one point, and the whole thing was just Brock Lesnar fucking tearing him. Yeah, anyway. Wrestling is amazing. We all need to understand that. Okay. My take on the Bad Bunny show. It was fine. It was fine.
I'm not even sure it happened.
That's fine?
It was fine. But there was some things I found out later. So he wore his, like, uncle's name on his back, who was a big Niners fan. So that made me like him a little more as a Niners fan. It was basically like my uncle wanted the Niners to win when they lost to...
Well,
they lost like the last three they played, right? They lost to the Chiefs twice, and then they lost to...
Should have been the Bengals when we should have
won. Harbaugh, they lost to Baltimore.
Yeah.
So, basically, his uncle died, and he was like, I wanted to bring him back to the Super Bowl. So he wore his like name on his back. I was like, that's cool. That's nice. That's fun. But I guess there was a whole story about Puerto Rico.
I thought he was trying to be fucking David Byrne wearing that suit, only less entertaining, because I like the talking heads more.
Sure. But there's also another thing that's funny, and I'm going to play it for you guys right now. This is all the times Bad Bunny said, hey, in his performance. All just like cut together. And it is kind of wild, so I'm just going to give it to you right now.
Just for a while.
Okay.
Why does he sound British?
Is this like adding to the plot here?
This is no. It's just
subtracting from my brain cells.
But no, literally, somebody just took all the A's and just ended them all together.
Earlier,
his balls are definitely
getting fondled. I didn't play that song.
His balls are in the hall. So I don't know. Whatever. I mean, the Super Bowl. We all get very excited about it. Oh my God, JM is listening apparently because he just texted me. Hey. Shout out, JM.
Why does he? My Bad Bunny sounded British when you played it like that.
Hey, I felt
like
I
had a Liverpool match where a bunch of guys were there
fighting. Oh, did you guys see the video of the little kids who come out and play like a hockey match like during
Winter Classic?
No, so during like some minor league hockey game, what they do is they bring a bunch of like little kids out and they basically tell them to just start fighting.
That's awesome.
It's really fucking funny.
That looks funnier than kids.
And everybody, the whole comments on Reddit were like, where are the coaches and the refs and the blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, the point is they're like letting these little kids like fake fight each other.
It's hockey. Those kids are really
fighting. Because it's hockey. Yeah.
Like, that's how you learn how to lose a tooth the first time. It's like, Jimmy, you have two loose teeth? Well, you're going to play this hockey match against fucking Tim Bob. And that's how Tim Bob gets your tooth out. Tim Bob, yeah. It's a real name, actually. I know two Tim Bobs. I met one of them here in San Francisco.
Before we get to the next musical break, though, I want to give a shout out to the floor for a second.
For what?
Did you have something to read, or did you not?
Well, I mean, it's like a little too dark to read.
Also, that proves...
There's nothing too dark for us right now because we are in the dark.
The article's pretty long.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
do you want to, like... surmise it for it? Like, do you want to
I'm excited that there's a print paper.
Yes.
A free print paper back in San Francisco.
God, I miss The Guardian.
Oh, my God.
I miss The Guardian. I miss SF Weekly.
The SF Weekly and The Guardian. That's, like, my band got so many people to come to shows because we were in the back of The Guardian. Yeah. Like, yo, they're playing at the Parkside.
It was, like, every show happening pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, do you remember The List?
Yeah.
Are you guys familiar with The List? Steve List? Yeah. Okay, is he still around?
The List is.
Because The List was, like, just one sheet. So it was like the shittiest font ever.
An internet site now.
But he would put like a little star rating on like how good the show was.
Yeah.
Like based on what he thought. Steve List. And my band would always be like a 4-star thing. And I was
that's out of 10, everybody.
Steve List. No. Steve List really liked my band. But people would come. They'd be like, oh yeah, I heard about you guys on The List. And like, we should start a zine, by the way. We're doing a radio show. That's fun.
Did this happen last week?
I don't think so.
That's happening in the future.
But we should do a zine.
Well, that's why this article in this, it's the Gazetteer, is relevant.
Yeah.
I thought it was Gazetteer.
The Gazetteer?
Come on, give me up a Gazetteer right now, Gazetteer. Man. I'm gonna do some shit.
It's the Gazetteer. Too political.
That's profound.
This man can't spell. Too political.
G-A-Z-E, not
G-A-Z-E. Because it's Gazette. I thought it was Carmudgeon, so I can't even...
Okay, first of all.
No, literally.
I have a college degree.
I thought it was karma.
What's that like?
Okay,
but I used to be a college professor.
It's like being in debt is what it's like. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And I tried so hard for that thing, too.
You've got so far.
Yes.
But in the end.
I have a degree in broadcasting, and look at me now. Pirate radio.
It could be the curmudgeon.
Aren't you fancy?
DJ Carmudgeon.
What you guys don't know is how he'd spelled it.
With a C-A-R.
No, but there was a J in there, and I swear to God.
Okay.
C-U-M-A-R-G-I-N.
Curmudgeon? Yeah.
Curmudgeon.
C-U-R-M.
So
I can't spell right now. I'm working on it.
M.
Let's also give a shout out to all the people who we lost tonight. Jacob, he left early. He came.
He went.
He came. He wind. But by the way, he now is playing. He's an APA man now.
He won.
DJ, hold on. Wait. Might be listening right now. So.
You know, you can just play his music.
Yeah. Oh shit! You're right.
Yeah,
we should put that on.
JG, what's up, dog?
I did have like. By the way, I had a whole talk with an old guy I used to work with to make hip hop. We're gonna make an album.
Yeah.
It's in the works now.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
Okay, I don't know what that noise was. It sounded like enthusiasm for my new album.
Maddie's our hype man now.
Yeah. Maddie was just like, don't do that.
These people have no sense of...
Oh, no, they don't care.
Well, that much was clear.
Yeah.
I have never...
But here's the thing. In past weeks, those motherfuckers would have been inside right now.
Yeah, and if they were, I wouldn't...
This is our show.
It's literally... whatever.
I mean, you want me to scare them away? Because it's
ooh.
Awesome.
I'd love to see how that goes down.
Wow.
I would love to see how that goes down.
I didn't try. I assume that they would, I don't know, go fuck themselves.
I feel like did the best we could do.
Have we lost track of the...
There wasn't a plot, dude.
No.
Just, you know, there's no
plot here. I was going to say plot again because I realized I've said it several times. Yeah. No longer funny.
This show is about whatever it is about. Today, tomorrow.
What is it about?
Right now it's Seinfeld, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Nothing.
Shower, play me that Seinfeld drop.
I don't have it.
She threw it away like everyone should throw away everything from Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly. I deleted it from that.
Oh, no, now I'm doing fucking Night Court. By the way, I did say at one point I would never date anybody who had never heard of Night Court. I think that's a good baseline.
It is. If you don't know who Bull is, then get the fuck out of my
life. Do you know who Bull is?
Do you know Harry fucking Anderson?
Yeah.
He might be a judge or a fucking magician.
Exactly. Dan Larroquette?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
The fucking legend?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that show.
We had a whole night where
I'm
going to
watch that again. Okay, Fraggle Rock. Can we talk Fraggle Rock for a second?
We absolutely can.
I love Fraggle. Oh, Jacob is calling me now. Fuck.
Put him on the air.
Oh, we are. Yo, what up?
Yo, dude. I'm on my way home, but...
No, wait, take it down.
It's Sunday night. I'm going to stop by Radio Valencia.
Are you really?
Come through.
Yeah, I'm going to stop by just for like a quick little drop by if that's
Okay, we just talked about you.
Tell him he's literally on the air.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to see me in like 5 minutes.
We played your sound drop. All right, yeah, please do. All right, we'll see you in a second.
Awesome. All right.
Good luck getting through the children.
Well, here we go. See, DJ Shawa, you think no one's listening? No, they're all fucking listening.
I didn't say that.
I think my favorite part was I realized it was Sunday night. God bless him.
So Dan Sorge told me the other day that after his...
well timed.
That was nice. His amazing appearance on the show.
The
most memorable one ever.
Nope.
He was like, yo, people were texting me.
Nobody listened.
About that. No, apparently people are. People are right now listening.
I'm not.
DJ Stairs? Come on now. By the way, you were fucking fully DJ stairs tonight. You give us the
flights of stairs. And
how many?
54. But
54.
But that's only. But that's only counting the ones where my phone was not plugged in charging.
Okay. So it's called 82.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's double those numbers.
I can't feel my feet, but it doesn't really
double
matter.
Those numbers.
I can't.
Oh, shower. We forgot to bring the.
Stairs
we were supposed
are not
to bring.
My biggest problem.
Okay, next show we're bringing the buckets of hot water. With the vibrating thing, so we can.
That chick outside is not what you bring hot water.
No,
there's a bucket right there.
Okay,
I can pee in it.
Let's fill it. Let's fill it with Lucas pee.
Everyone needs to pee.
And then let's
hold on.
Dip our feet.
Why have we pivoted?
Dip our feet. I don't think this is a pivot. I think this was a push.
That sounds kind of that sounds a little culty, dude.
Interesting.
I'm not drinking it. It's all right. It's
okay, fine. Let's get to something real. I got five AI songs I'm going to play for you.
Would you drink it if it was someone else's?
But Oprah told me to. No one remembers that Oprah
I actually do have a
show about drinking pee.
I do have a couple of new AI songs that at some point I will play for you guys on this show that I'm very excited about. But we are still working on the musical. The musical is going to be epic. And also, I am working on the Lucas song. No, the Lucas song is going to be my... That's going to be my magnum opus.
8.5 years of Tuesdays.
Yeah. I mean, watching this man just shit on people and have them laugh and then tip him 25% has been one of the most inspiring things I've ever done in this industry.
It's why I do this, so I can get out how much I hate humanity to people's faces, and they can absorb it and think that it's fun, but really, I'm being honest.
No, yeah.
I wish you would fucking...
You're like, I actually fucking hate you.
Yeah.
Here's your fucking passion fruit whiskey sour, you bitch.
And I've watched multiple other bartenders I've worked with, so I want to do that.
Mm.
Failed.
That's a lot of damage.
Mm.
And I got... I don't know, almost getting fights over just trying to say things that I do. And like, how do you do it?
Like, I will say, though, like...
I don't look like I'm serious ever.
Like, you are my favorite person to work with right now.
I'm sorry.
Because... No.
What?
No, because... Oh, yeah, sorry. All of you. I love so very much.
There's a royal you.
That's
yes. But no, but when me and Lucas work together, I just know I'm just going to have, like, a decent time.
I mean,
we're going to talk shit about the same things. We're going to have a fucking, you know what I mean? And
we have the same understanding of how shitty things are.
Yeah.
But like, I think we have a good repartee with like, you know what?
Exactly.
We'll get through this even if it blows.
Like, this
out,
sucks.
Yeah.
So.
We got to do it anyway, so.
Let's do it. Yeah. So let's fucking do it.
We'll sit down eventually, but
there's something beautiful about that. I don't know. There just really is.
I'm not the only car that's a mudgeon as well, then, sir. Because apparently you understand just being disappointed by all of it.
I mean, in my true heart of hearts, I am a curmudgeon.
Yeah, I mean,
spelled with a C U R.
A lot, though. No, you're an A. In a way, I'm an A, so you have to be a U.
I push through is what I do. I push through. Yeah.
All I want to do is sit down.
I'll tell you though, okay, I had a good day today.
Yeah.
Even though,
it went fast.
I mean, I got laid last night. Can I just put hand up?
I had sex with myself 2 days ago.
I got laid last night. Anybody else who got laid last night? Raise your hands. Yeah. Anybody else?
Chris, did you get laid last night?
On Valentine's Day?
I'm seeing no hands up right now.
That's way too predictable.
I feel like you guys are all liars.
I haven't seen my wife since Wednesday, so I definitely haven't gotten laid.
I would say I would purposely boycott
getting laid.
Okay, fine.
I got laid this morning.
I pulled out of myself, dude. Like, seriously, I can't even finish with me.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, let's move forward.
Let's sit in this moment.
Are there more songs queued up?
Oh, yes. They are. There are. In fact, the next one, I think this is a Lucas special, DJ Curmudgeon. So we're going to do one more music break, and then we come back. We're gonna fucking close this night out.
Set it down in your face.
We're not. That's a lie.
I'm not going to Clooney's.
No, we are not going to Clooney's.
In years.
Why did you even say that word?
Because I figure that the people I know, not necessarily here,
do not say that word.
Are gonna like think that George is around and go hang out with the Cloonies.
Mm. Yes, Master, may I have another?
DJ Playboy is still not here. He's incoming, apparently. That'll be funny.
I don't think he can get through the guards outside.
Oh, yeah, our door people, our staff.
I don't want to do it either.
All right, well, we're going to get to one more music break, and then when we come back, a lot more, so much more, Dive Bar Radio, with me, your host, DJ Straight Willie Dills. My ride or die, DJ Shawa. DJ Curmudgeon, DJ Slimy, and of course, DJ Stairs. This is the Dream Team, and we are here all night for at least 28 more minutes.
We're back. It's not your fault.
This here music is over.
Dive Bar Radio.
To the middle.
On radio. Valencia.
The bartenders from the
heart. .FM.
The heart of the mission of San Francisco.
It's the hard knock life for us.
Why don't you be a man like me and put it on the line?
I am.
I'm
Too close, you ain't even know me. Trust my brothers from way back. far from the north. Just the end of York. Spend it like they own me.
RadioValencia.fm. Of course, I am DJ Straight Willie Dills here with DJ Shawa.
My little titties, my fat belly.
Okay. Hell yeah. We got DJ Swatch in the house. Switch. Welcome back. Switch. Oh my god. DJ Sasquitch. DJ Switch.
How about that?
Welcome back to the show. Get in the mic. Get into that mic, dude. Just fucking say what's up. Say what's up.
Say what's up.
All right. We got DJ Playboy. First time on the mic.
Yes, sorry, DJ Playboy.
Oh, shit. Hey, what up, girl? Oh, shit.
And by the way, it's DJ Contagion with a K.
DJ Contagion with a K.
Yeah, and some cheese.
Listen, you told me that maybe not.
Well,
I mean, I'm down. I'm down with whatever you tell me that it is. I'm in.
Well, you're supposed to participate.
Okay, can we not make
Okay, there's
noise?
Some weird noise happening. By the way,
I
also,
know,
DJ's,
it's like the aliens are
DJ Stairs in the house. DJ Stairs, can you figure out why this is happening and fix it? Because I know that you're good at that kind of thing. Oh, fuck.
It's obviously...
I'm just kidding.
It's obviously a coded message.
Yes, we're getting alien fucking... Yeah.
Click, click, click.
Yeah. Click. We're getting messages from another world. It's JM. Definitely JM. JM is listening. Shout out to DJ Pilipino JM.
Shout out to him.
Where are messages
my from fucking little
world.
Baby bro. I love him so much.
From
all right, so now we got new blood in the house. The DJ Curmudgeon and DJ anymore. Slime. Oh my god, yeah. Did we talk about
five?
Okay, by the way, she cleaned up blood tonight.
A lot of it.
It's not really part of her job description.
That's
cleaning up
no,
blood off the ground.
That.
But
we already did this segment.
That's kind
Let's
of a budget payment.
Yeah.
You know what?
Okay, we'll move on. We'll move on.
I kind of want to hear about the...
DJ Playboy wants to hear about the blood.
We're going
to move on. We do have still some more songs to play, but we'll get to those later. These are actually, Jesus Christ, I'm looking at this playlist.
We just did songs.
Really good songs. Well, yeah. But I could talk about how good they are going to be. But, you know, new blood in the God damn it, I did it. Sorry.
Yep.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, boys. It's been a while since you guys have been here. The last time DJ Playboy was here, didn't talk a lot. In fact, zero. He talked zero.
Well, I wonder how he would get a word.
So, DJ Playboy, tell me how you feel. You won your match tonight.
Wind.
Yes, I won my first
play. Oh, shit. He won his first match.
I feel very bittersweet about it.
All right.
Because the opponent that I was playing was...
I love her.
Such a nice girl.
So nice. She's the best.
I didn't want to beat her.
See, you got to get that mentality out of your head, though. This is ABA, dude. It's fucking cutthroat.
No, but I...
We're here for blood.
KB, what would Cody do?
What would Kobe do? He would fucking go Mamba style, and he would...
Mamba mentality.
Yeah,
I appreciate that you have that mentality.
It is nice.
That's what
that
makes
is nice.
You like a good person and shit.
No, it doesn't. At all.
She's learning. And you just gave her ass a lesson.
You don't know how to play.
Wow. Okay, guys.
She just gave her ass a lesson.
Come on.
I know.
Here's the thing. She'll bounce back.
No.
I know she will.
It's not even nice
that I didn't want to be her. I just...
You gotta get in that mic, though. Get in that mic.
She's dope.
Right up in there.
No, I felt bad that I won. And
I'm sure she was happy for you that you won, too.
Yeah, no, she's a chiller. She's helpful.
Yeah. Did you guys, like, dap up and hug afterwards and, like...
Hell yeah, no. Yeah. Like, I smoke with her all the time.
Sportsmanship. Sportsmanship. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I could see in your eyes the excitement of, like... Winning an APA match.
Now you get it.
You get what we do now.
Well, he fucking shot phenomenally last week.
Yeah.
He fucking killed it. Uh-huh. Like, just like, didn't really.
By the way, normally when we play
it was fucking
who's
awesome.
Like really,
so. No, you go.
They made it last week, they made him play someone like really fucking sharp, and that was like. That was kind of wild.
What was that now?
What? You put, like, a point differential.
What was that now?
My boy fucking held it down.
Yeah, you held it down. Okay, but here's the thing. Normally, after work, when me and him play, I'm not talking shit.
You guys get real.
I'm not talking shit. Normally, Jacob shoots real good, but I end up coming out on top more often than not. The other night we played, this motherfucker beat me like three times out of like you beat me like three times out of like seven games or something. We played a lot of games, and you won like kind of a lot of them. Like I saw the growth. I'm just telling you. That's all I'm saying. I did.
Do you watch the growth?
Yeah. I felt it.
Who cares?
In my hand.
Watch it like get hard.
Yeah. I felt it in my hand, dude.
That's what she said. But anyway, who
you're growing, Jason.
Who carried you in Scotch doubles last night?
You.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna look. I understand. I get it.
I love it. I mean,
but man, there was a moment. Me and him got off work one time and. We were just running. We were running fucking drills. Not even playing each other. We were just running drills. I was like, "I'm going to teach you something." And it turns out he's amazing at banking the ball. First of all,
yep.
Just like
there's no way to make the sound more gay.
No, I can get there. No, give me a second. I was like, "Yo, your tip. You gotta fucking work on that. Let me adjust your tip."
Yeah.
The shaft, you have to really roll it in your fingers. But I've seen the growth, and here's the thing. Now that you're playing in league, you'll be surprised how quickly you're going to be like, holy shit. Like, I'm way better than I was 3 months ago. It's going to happen.
JM calls me big boy. He says...
Oh, you're big boy?
Yeah, that's his nickname.
Nice. Okay, I'm big bro. Okay, I guess at least...
No, every
okay.
time I make a good shot, JM says, good job, big boy.
Yeah. I love JM.
I love him, too.
I love him, too.
Love that guy. All right.
Dude, Jacob's about to fucking take over your entire league.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's coming for me.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Dude, I got fucking...
That's fine, dude. I'm ready to step down, dude. I'm kind of done, dude.
I'm kind of done.
I honestly, I would rather... I'd rather... Yeah, I'm good.
For legal reasons.
It was fun. I had a good run.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, look, your time's... The sun is set.
Listen.
It's Jacob's
eventually, time. We all have to, you know, move on. Look, I. You know what? I'm going to get really into backgammon. I'm really... Yeah, that's my new... I've decided that's my new thing. Shuffleboard, backgammon.
Let's start doing some fucking dominoes.
Like, okay, what's that fucking mahjong? I'm gonna play.
Hey, don't get on dominoes.
I'm gonna get into mahjong, bro. Come on now.
I don't know. I was.
Have you
was
ever dominated somebody at mahjong? Yeah.
I was hanging out with a girl recently.
Ooh.
She was.
You know what?
Tell me more.
She was hella into this game called Mancala.
Oh, Mancala!
Ooh, okay.
You take the little pebbles. And
I played
you,
that
1, 2, 3, 4.
Like,
yeah, that's
up.
Like the third grade game I used to play. It was teach you how to add.
Sir Jacob is.
How old was this girl?
We all were in high school.
How old was this girl, dude? Was she 12?
Mancala.
She was not 12, right? She was like over. Okay.
No, she's older than me.
Oh, perfect.
Well,
okay.
That bar is low.
I still don't know.
By the way, I'm going to go home and look at Mancala, like, world championships, and I guarantee you that exists. Like, that definitely is, like...
For sure.
If there's anything, it exists.
Do you think people will come to the hall and pay $160 to play Mancala?
We should throw all the pool tables out and replace them with Mancala boards. By the way, do you guys know that on Tuesday...
Oh,
who's working on Tuesday?
Dude, SBV is my best friend.
Are you?
We shook hands.
Okay, you're working on Tuesday? You're working on Tuesday?
Maybe, I don't know yet.
You know what we're doing on Tuesday? We're moving table one and table two.
I'm not moving.
For the first time... No, you're not. I'm doing it. You might be helping.
Okay, also,
you might be helping.
Okay, fun pro tip.
But I'm moving it.
Pro tip? Pro tip?
I'm moving it, dude. I'm coming in on my day off.
Pro tip.
To move table one and table two.
What is table